Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We give praise. We give praise. We give praise to your name. Good morning. Welcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Could you just praise him? Praise him. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our thanksgiving. It's a great day. Great day. Wonderful day. Glorious day. Oh, glory to God. We worship you. We praise your name. Honor your name. It's a great day. It's a great day. You know, the Bible says this is a day the Lord has made, but we'll rejoice and be glad in it. You know, it didn't mean Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. It means a dispensation, a season. A season. And that season is that season for us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, it's that season for us in Christ. But that season. This is the season. This is that dispensation. It's that time. It's that time. You know, it's that time that the Lord has made. So go ahead and thank him. You know, go ahead and thank him. You are in that day. That day. Remember in Luke chapter 4, after Jesus, you know, read from the book of Isaiah, where he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, you know, preach deliverance. You know, Bible said when he finished, the people were looking at him. You know, and he said to them, this day, this particular day, is this scripture fulfilled in your ear? This day is the scripture fulfilled. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. This day, hallelujah, this day. So what day is it? You know, what day is it? You know, what day is it? You know, it's not a Thursday again. It's not a Friday. It's day, dispensation, season. You know, dispensation, season, this season. This period, you know, glory to God. And if you remember, after that, his ministry just kicked in with power. So thank him because you're in that day of his favor, day of power, day of grace, day of increase. So every day is a great day. Every day is a good day. Glory to God. Let me just allow the music to play a little bit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, la bate de todo, vele que dos, vele de ver. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give praise to you, Father, for your beautiful, marvelous, wonderful opportunities that you give to us, that you grant to us. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ. Sese fafa. Nente prodoko duso fede ke doso frine ke duta. Nano no vasi gevele ke boroko duso vi gevele de beate. Enta tata, eta tata. Ah, lo so so fredo, so so fredo so. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Yep. Welcome again. Welcome again. Welcome again. Welcome again. We give praise. We give praise. Praise God. Amen. All right. Good morning. So good morning to the Morning Faith Boost. So yesterday I switched it, I recorded it, you know, under the show, say shoot episode 3, so now this is showing episode 2. But it would all align, you know, it would all align. So Sundays, I would, that would be Sunday service, I would, it would be titled Sunday service, or maybe I just title it what, Special Faith Boost or Still Faith Boost. You know, because Sunday would be streamed because of service, but every day is faith boost. You know, to be a blessing to people, you know, people everywhere, and then just help this season and but really beyond this season beyond. So my switch to 6:30 every morning, because even now we have people, you know, praise God, listening within and outside Nigeria, and that's wonderful. You know, I've shared this link, you know, and we have people listening in. You know, we have people listening in. I've got someone at Addis Ababa. I have like a few people in the US. You know, there's people come. You know, some very dear people, Canada. You know, and, you know, like that. It's spreading, and you know, people are, you know, listening in Lagos, Ogun State, you know, Abuja, different places within Nigeria. It's just exciting. So I welcome everybody. You know, it's a daily favor. But please, let's have your comments, questions. Glory to God. Now, I said something earlier. You know, Bible says that this is the day the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. And this understanding will help every believer. It would help every one of us, you know, to lay hold on that which belongs to us in Christ Jesus. So like I said, it's not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. No, it's not. It's the season, dispensation that the Lord has made. So I'll read from Psalm 118 so you get the context, you know, a whole lot better and realize that it's talking about Christ Jesus. But I'll need to just peek a good part of it, but allow me just pick from 21. You know, 21 says, I will praise you, for you have heard me, and you have become my salvation. 22, which once you hear it, you'll be like, oh. 22, the stone which the builders refused is become the head of the corner. Now that's familiar, right? And that's Jesus. Okay, so the stone which the builders refuse is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. Now that one is like, ah, we know the verse. Okay, so now you know where it is. It's in Psalm 18, verse 23. This is the Lord's doing. So what's the Lord's doing? It's been talking in context, but we just picked from 21. You know, 22 again says, the stone which the builders refused has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. 24, this is the day which the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. See where it comes in. You know, so it's not talking about a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. It's talking about that dispensation in Christ Jesus. You know, that the stone which the builders refused has now become the chief cornerstone. And you know that Christ is the cornerstone, all right? So it's become the chief cornerstone. He's saying, wow, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous, you know, in our eyes. So he's now saying, this is the day, the dispensation, the season that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and we'll be glad in it. Look at 25. It says, save now, I beseech you, O Lord, I beseech you, send now prosperity. So in Christ, this is already fulfilled. We're saved. All right, the word salvation, it doesn't just talk about, you know, we're used to Romans 10, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, you know, in verse 13 or 9 and 10 that talk about believing the heart, confess with the mouth, you be saved. For with the heart man believes, the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The word salvation, there's not being born again just limited to that, which being born again itself is huge. But, you know, just think, okay, now I'm born again. So, no, it's that, it's a complete package. It's your total well-being, your deliverance, your, you know, your rescue, your welfare, your prosperity. You're saved, you know, or brought from darkness into light. That's the salvation, you know. So you're not just cleaned and then miserable, you know, clean but miserable. No, you know, he saved us, and he's him saving us. He gave us joy. He gave us gladness. He gave us goodness. So don't forget, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We're in that day. So joy is our everlasting portion. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We'll be glad in it. So save now, which has happened already. I beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, send now prosperity. 26 again reminds you of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Anybody seeing that again? So the context is Christ Jesus. The context is Christ. I love the Psalms. You know, I love the Psalms, and they reveal a lot about David's intimacy with the Holy Spirit, in as much as he didn't have the Holy Spirit living in him. You know, but David was able to, you know, he was anointed king, but by intimacy, by relationship, which I believe we'll be able to deal with in, you know, some podcast series and all, you know. But David was able to tap into a whole lot of stuff. And him just, you know, sometimes it begins from him just singing about the trouble he got into. And it just switches into, you know, prophecy, begins to minister about Christ Jesus, and it's exciting. And you and I could do that. You and I could, you know, maybe while there's a tough time going on, a challenge, something not right, something not going good, and then you're just talking to the Lord about it, and you begin to sing, you know, just minister, just sing in tongues or sing your understanding. Just sing. From there, you know, you could switch. You know, begin to prophesy about things to come. Oh, prophesy about great times. You know, guys, because the place of prayer is not just that place where, you know, you go to complain, you know, and then you have a list of 15 complaints, and then you, you know, make your complaints known, and you walk out and say, God, I hope you're doing something about that. No, prayer is a place of fellowship. It's a place, you know, where you rub off with him. Even while you're talking about the things going on, you receive his strength, you know, to deal with things. You receive his wisdom to handle things. You know, you receive his wisdom. He rises up within you. And then his patience is stirred up also within you to see calmly through those things. Don't forget what Philippians tells us in Philippians chapter 4. You know, Philippians 4 verse 6 makes us know exactly that we should be anxious for nothing. King James says, be careful. The Bible says, be anxious, all right? Some other versions just help so that you understand what it means by being careful. Don't be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make a request known to God. So don't be perturbed. Don't get into anxiety. All right? Because anxiety might not give you that clear head that you need to pray about the thing properly. Anxiety doesn't give you that clear mind. You know, it bothers you. And don't forget James chapter 1 telling us that whoever lacks wisdom, let him ask from God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraiding. But it says, let the man ask in faith. All right? Because whoever doesn't ask in faith is doubting, and whoever waves is like the wave of a sea, driven and tossed. It said, let not that man think he'll receive anything. Why? Because he's double-minded. It says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You know, and double mind usually is just, you know, things are battling in your head and then your heart is going another direction. A double mind is just that in between faith and doubt, faith and doubt. Would I get it? Would I not get it? Would I get it? Would I not get it? Would it come? Would it not come? Would it come? Would it not come? Would it happen? Would it not happen? He says, don't be double-minded. Don't be double-minded. So back again to Philippians 4. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Please listen to that. By prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. So you have issues, you know, you want to express. So God says, still do it with thanksgiving. Father, thank you because you meet my needs. Thank you because you care for me. Thank you. You know, because even the hair on my head is numbered. I mean, hair, I don't really give too much concern about. You numbered it. I know, therefore, you know, you care about me. Jesus said in Luke 11, if men being evil know how to give good gifts to their children. Luke 11:13. If men being evil know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him. So, hey, I know you care about me. I know you're here. So I thank you. So you make your request known with thanksgiving. You know, you mention it, you thank him for it. Verse 7 now says, Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, some say, oh God, give me peace. But they are still choosing to worry. So somehow you're breaking the instruction there. It begins in 6 by saying, be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. That's what it says in verse 6. All right. And pray with thanksgiving. So 7 now says, and the peace of God, all right, that passes all understanding, will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So he's saying, do something. Because of peace, don't forget, Galatians teaches us in the fruit of the Spirit that love, joy, peace. Peace is in you. All right? But it just needs to filter up into your mind with you now telling yourself, I refuse to be anxious. I refuse to be anxious. I refuse to be anxious. So don't forget again, this is that day, that season that the Lord has made. You rejoice, you're glad in it. So are there things bothering you? Are there things coming up against you? Are there things really very uncomfortable? You know, are there things happening to you? I say cheer up, cheer up, cheer up, cheer up, cheer up. This is that day the Lord has made. You rejoice and you're glad in it. Yesterday I talked about, you know, knowing where to put your butt, B-U-T, you know, when you make statements. I would like to read, you know, certain things that Paul, the apostle, said and how he was able to deal with this thing. You know, so I'm picking from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Certain things that Apostle Paul said and how he was able to deal with them. I know we know these things, but we just might need to be reminded from time to time. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of power may be of God and not of us. Verse 8, we are troubled on every side, yet not depressed. Whew, how does that work? How does he do that? Or how was he able to do that? You know, he said, we're troubled on every side. So maybe you're listening to me right now, troubled on every side. Troubled on every side. You know, troubled. Paul says you can be troubled on every side, yet not depressed. Most times when we explain what we're going through, we just say, man, I'm troubled. Things are tough. But Paul says, no, put the but, insert the but. You say, why? Because like we read or listened to yesterday, Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but O Lord, deliver him out of them all. You have 10 things to do right now. Your mind is cramped up. Don't say, I am confused. You could say, I have a lot to do. My mind feels so cramped up, but I know the wisdom of God shows up for me. Put the but in. Insert the but. I just have bills to pay. I don't know how to go through this week with everything happening. But I'm assured. I know the Lord supplies my need. I know the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, this pain in my body, this thing I'm going through, I just can't put a finger on it at the moment. But I know that by the Holy Ghost within me, I enjoy strength in my body. I enjoy insert the butt. Put it there. Put it in the right place. Don't say, you know, I know the Bible says by stripes I'm healed, but I just don't know my pain, my back, my neck, my head. No. Put the butt in the right place. So still reading from Apostle Paul. It says, we're troubled on every single side, yet not depressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. We've sang this. I'm sure I was reading it, the song, you know. That beautiful old song comes to your mind. Oh, trading my sorrow, trading my pain, laying it down. You know, and then, but this is revelation right here, guys. Serious, solid revelation. So I'll take it again. Troubled on every side. He says, no. I'm not distressed. I refuse to be. Things might be wrong, guys. Things might be going on at work, at home. I mean, your parents, you're staying at home. Your kids have turned the whole house to, what do we call it now? You're like, gosh. And then your boss is still on you, trying to make you, you know, finish one job or the other. And I mean, family squabbles here with an in-law, something wrong here, something not going on there. Troubled on every side. And whatever trouble you know we might be facing is not like that of Apostle Paul. Folk were trying to kill him. They were after his life. He goes into the synagogue trying to preach. They chase him out. I mean, he has to run out of a city, or he's stoned, or his trouble is real trouble, guys. It's not in-law trouble or boss trouble. He is life and death trouble. It says trouble on every side, yet I'm not distressed. Perplexed, yep, but I can't lose hope. Persecuted, not forsaken. Cast down, yeah, but not destroyed. Always, watch this, 10, always bearing about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered, see his language, unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. So then death works in us and life in you. Oh, but look at 13, but we having the same spirit of faith, quoting from the Psalms again, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We always believe and therefore speak. This psalm is actually talking in context of God will help you out of trouble again. Knowing that he that raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by him and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, and that the abundance of grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound unto God. Rebound unto God, you know, to the glory of God. For this reason, see his revelation here. For this reason we faint not. For though our outward man is perishing, we're beaten, we're bruised, we're chained, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. This is key now. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the challenges we're facing, the things we see, but we look not at the things we do not see. For the things which we see are temporal. Oh, but with things we do not see are eternal. That means he's saying, I don't focus on what I'm going through. No, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, guys. And it's not another train coming. No, it's pure light. It's pure hope. Knowing that the light affliction, whatever I'm going through, is a light affliction. And it's just for a moment. And this works for me, and it's eternal, far exceeding. Eternal weight of glory. But the key, I look not at the things which I see, but at the things which I do not see. For the things which I see are temporal, The things I do not see, I tell now. No wonder again he could say, troubled on every side, not distressed. I don't look at the trouble. Perplexed, not in despair. Persecuted, not forsaken, cast down, not destroyed. A man who speaks like this is a man of revelation. A man who speaks like this is a man of great, great, great revelation. And that's what we see from Paul. That's what we see from him. That's what we see from this dear apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen to Jesus. So this is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we're glad in it. We're not moved by what we see. We're not moved by what we feel. We're not moved by what we have or have not. We're moved by the word of God. I will know by that word we have favor. By his word we have increased. By his word we're blessed. Glory to God. So in the name of Jesus, we speak favor. We speak increase. We declare that you cannot be stranded. We say that you are helped. You are helped by the wisdom of God. You are helped by the favor of God. You are helped by the grace of God. You are helped. You are not alone. The Spirit of God is within you. You are not alone. The greater one is in you. So by that wisdom, you triumph. You triumph in this season. You triumph now. You triumph today. Answers come to you. Clarity comes to you on steps you should take. Clarity comes to you on things you should do. Clarity comes to you. You are not alone. Oh, hallelujah. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. You will not be stranded. You forge ahead with wisdom. You forge ahead with grace. You forge ahead with strength and power. You will not be stranded. You forge ahead with clarity. You forge ahead with great clarity. Great clarity. Great clarity. I join faith with you this morning. I join faith with you today. You forge ahead. You forge ahead. The wisdom of God is showing up, showing up, showing up, showing up. Creativity is rising up within you. Creativity is rising up within you. And clarity is coming with it. Clarity is coming with it. Clarity is coming with it. You will know what to do. You will know the steps to take. You will know how to go about it. You will know what to do. You will not be stranded. No, no, no. Your path is a shining light. Shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. Your own light shines brighter and brighter to a perfect day. So you're rising. You're standing up tall. Things are working for you. Things are working for you. Things are working for you. Things are working for you in the name of Jesus. I call you increased. I call you prospered. I call you favored and I call you blessed. Glory to God. I call you increased. Call you prospered. I call you favored. And I call you blessed. Blessed in the name of Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, that our eyes will consistently be open to the revelation of God's word. Oh, that our eyes will be open. You know, I'm currently playing Amanda Cook's May We Live. I appreciate the value the song has for us not being too familiar with the Father. It says, may we never lose our wonder. Wide eyes, mystified. May we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. Staring at the beauty of our King. You know, sometimes we outgrow simple things, and those simple things really are those areas of key, those things we feel, I'm bigger than that now. That's my primary school revelation. That just might be what you're missing. May we always, always, always be awed by the simplicity of God's word. And may we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our wonder. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So tomorrow, 9 a.m., that will be service time. 9 a.m., it will be about an hour, a few minutes after an hour. You know, at 9 a.m. tomorrow, it will be wonderful. If you can, I know some of you belong to a couple of other churches, so please feel free. But it will be here. You could stream when we're done. You could come play back, but I'll still share the link if that's fine with you, if you don't mind. Okay, but good news, tomorrow evening, Influence of the Spirit, 5 p.m. Nigerian time. That's 1 hour plus GMT. Influence of the Spirit. Oh my goodness, it's gonna be awesome. All right, so we'll be streaming here also, so just in case data would not be an issue, we'll be on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. I mean, we're on every medium we currently can be on right now: Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. All right, and then we'll be here on Spreaker too, so just join in Larry Rex Onosia. Just type Larry Rex Onosia on any of these platforms and follow, and please subscribe. All right, subscribe to this channel, please. Subscribe to YouTube, just follow on Facebook, follow on Instagram, follow on Twitter, and let's just hook up again and again. Thank you for spreading these news. I mean, a dear brother, created a WhatsApp group for his friends, and he's sharing this to them. You compress and share. I mean, I'm thrilled by such love and such honor. So thank you, guys. Have a very, very awesome day. And it is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we're glad in it. Thank you. May we never lose our one.